Do you want to say a blessing? Say a prayer? I guess we can't hold hands.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight just thanking you for the day and the many blessings that you bestow upon us. Lord, we just keep praying for your guidance as we try to make it through these hard times and these weird situations, sir. And ask that you give us the knowledge that we need to make decisions and then also to help us fulfill those decisions to your ways and your way you want us to happen. Lord, we pray for our community. We've lost a few loved ones in this community this week, Lord, and we pray that you just be with families as we navigate through that time as well. I ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Lord, we just as a flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
The words in the state allegiance pledge trip me up. They just changed that way. Yeah, it's just a... Okay, thank you, Jason, for your invocation. Good things. Do we want to do good things now, or do we want to hold off and do them at the 5:30? Well, I guess we have it on here for now, so, yeah.
So we had our Capturing Kids Hearts training for our new teachers start off today. We had new teachers come back yesterday, and they feedback from the first 2 days has been fantastic. Everybody's wearing their mask. We're all spaced out, so it's going really well so far. Faced out in more ways than one. They did bring some camp chairs today to see since they've been in the cafeteria table.
All spaced out.
But it felt kind of normal going back a little bit. I mean, even though people were in masks, it felt good to have people back, and they were engaged. And Kevin and I went to lunch with a trainer today, and it was good.
So, Honor, speaking of normal and being back, Honor attended the varsity high school camp, cheer camp last week.
She got a black eye.
She has one heck of a shiner, and it's a week and a half old now. But it was very, I mean, not typical. They were wearing masks, but they had a full week of 8 to 5, grueling, good camp. And so, it felt somewhat normal. It didn't seem so out of the norm, and those kids, you know, they needed that interaction and the preparation, and they got a lot of good opportunity, a lot of good time together. So it was a really good camp. And my daughter did get best all around cheerleader. Awesome. Our senior. Yeah. So I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, Lindsay got to do a junior high cheer camp this week. Mm-hmm. So she had fun. She had to go to a friend's house and practice, and so that was a little bit of normalcy. At work, I get to, you know, a lot of people at work know that I'm a school board member. So I can't tell you how many phone calls that I get just, hey, what is Splendor doing? Mm-hmm. So for me to tell them that, hey, we're doing this hybrid deal where we're staging in, man, I can't tell you how many people that I've talked to, not only in our community alone, but hearing it through, you know, I got people who, Katy area, are saying, you know. So I'm going to say kudos to everybody in here for pulling that through and being able to tell them what we're doing and seeing the awe and look on their face. Like, that's what I wish our school district did.
You guys are paving the way. And I said to you, I said to Dr. Burke, I got something today from Magnolia. Yeah, that Magnolia's doing something similar. I bet they are taking, it's very similar. But I bet they're taking a cue from over there.
Today or
yesterday?
Yeah. Was that September 8th or?
No, they're starting to bring up smaller groups.
They're doing exactly like we are. And I bet that has something. I mean, and once one does it, because I think that's what happens, is once one school district does it, the others are a little concerned, like, what are our parents going to think? And I get that. So I think once one takes a stand, others go, you know what? Okay. So I think it's been a great thing.
We're paving the way, but I don't know what that street's
well, you know what? But you have to. You can't make adjustments if you have no baseline. You know, you have to start somewhere. So kudos for starting somewhere and taking a stand, and we'll inspect it out. We'll go from there. So yes.
So I haven't. Yeah. Everybody's asked me about what Splendor doing, and whenever I tell them what y'all are doing, I mean, it's just it's like, oh, wow, I wish our district would do something like that. And, you know, so from outside, from even from further areas out, it's just, it's awesome to hear other people, you know, say, I can't believe, you know, in a good way, I can't believe y'all are doing that. That's exactly what, you know, kind of like way to lead the pack kind of attitude.
We have a pig weigh in today.
All right.
Ain't there.
I want to thank everybody for your outpouring of support and your prayers and your thoughts over the last few days. And just to share with you, my father had the opportunity, he was in the hospital for a few days, or really about a week, had the opportunity to come home. We wanted him home before, you know, basically the doctors did what they could, but... and I didn't know what I was kind of signing myself up for when he asked to come home with me, but to get to witness the last few days with him was just, it was miraculous, to be honest. I know it sounds strange, but it was truly a blessing to our family to be able to be with him the last few days. Had a lot of help. His family came over, visited with him, and to truly witness his passing and his last moments, and it just has assured my faith, and it was a beautiful thing. I mean, I know it sounds strange, but it's making it very comforting that we don't have any doubt of where he's at and the condition he's in. So, but just thank you for all of you for your support.
Sloan McCall listed on the way. She'll be here about January, first grandbaby.
What is her name going to be?
Sloan McCall.
Sloan Lesson? Sloan, okay. It will be, McCall is the middle name, right? Okay.
McCall, yeah.
Okay.
Why they come up with that, I don't know.
But it's pretty. It's very pretty.
Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Susan, do you have a good thing? And do you want to take over from here? Because we're just now getting started.
I'm just a little bit.
Okay, well, I'll read the audience part and then you can take it from there. But did you have a good thing? Suzanne, let me put you on the spot.
2 weeks? No, I really don't.
Okay.
I'm very clear.
Sorry, Suzanne. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I also didn't want. I wanted to give you an opportunity.
Well, I do have one more. So he got to do Timberlake tours today.
Yes. Please tell me what that. I'm so sorry I missed it. I just can't miss work.
We can get you. I think I can probably. I know a guy that can probably get you in.
Okay.
So.
Good.
Hey, if you know a guy, my husband would like to get in. He would love to see it. So just saying.
Bring the kids and everything.
Huh?
My wife wanted me to take.
Daniel's like, I would love to see that building. It's, anyway.
No, I'd really like to see it. I can't leave.
No. And we try to do, you know, but PTO did their rounds first, and it just really is it's a beautiful school, and I mean, there's still some things that need to be done, and Carrie's excited. She's got a great team. I sat in on their design team training yesterday, and they're excited. You know, it's nice to see. It's always fun opening a new campus and getting to build that culture from the ground up, and they've done an amazing job, so.
Susie, did you tour? Did were you on when we went to Alvin that couple years ago?
No. I did go to the one of them, the very beginning when the building was there.
We did the thing,
but I have not seen the inside, and I really like to see.
You just let me know when you want to go.
And follow, thank you.
And follow Carrie on Facebook. Or Timberlake's.
Oh,
she
yes.
has been posting some things.
I love the ceiling. That's where I was going. Because when we toured the one, we loved that one in Alvin, obviously, because that's the design we ended up with. But our ceiling, this school blows those schools out of the water.
I can't wait.
It's
amazing. So she's
amazing.
Got her own, it's her own.
Well, it's Timberlake's.
Okay, good. I'll do that.
And she did a Facebook tour.
I saw that.
But since then she's been taking snippets of different pictures.
I think I just want to go in the front.
For sure.
I can picture it in my head, but I just really want to see that.
Yep.
The ceiling is just gorgeous. It's this wood, and it's got a lot of wood accents in it. It's very, and there's a lot of thought into that. A lot of the natural light, and Laura was showing how the the ceiling slopes, and that allows the light to kind of come in better, to have natural light. And the gym, you can turn off the lights, and I'm not going to spoil it. You've got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The longer you wait, the less it will look like a construction site.
So yeah.
That's up to you.
Yeah, okay.
But it's just gorgeous. It is. I thought of something else as a good thing, and now I've lost it. But oh, I know what it was. It has been good to see a lot of our teachers, too, that are posting on Facebook. Shelly Billingsley, I don't think that's her last name, but Shelly, whatever it is.
Yeah.
She's posting every day about how excited she is and how great all the trainings they're doing, and that she's just raring to go. So
she made a move to Peach Creek.
Yes, and she's so, she did. But every post is so positive. So even today, she was like, it just keeps getting better, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's good to help pump people up. So, okay. All right. So I'll do the audience, and then Suzanne, I'm going to transfer it over to you after that, okay?
I'm okay if you want to finish.
Because okay. I think this one probably is a quick one. All right, audience. Participants must have signed up prior to the board's meeting start time. Participants may address the board on any agenda item. Participation is limited to 3 minutes to make comments to the board, unless the participant requires the use of a translator, in which case participation is limited to 6 minutes. The board will only consider complaints that remain unresolved after being addressed through proper administrative channels and when they have been placed on the agenda. Please note that the Board of Trustees shall not deliberate, respond, or make decisions regarding any subject that is not included on the agenda that is posted. For further information on these requirements, contact Katie Key, Superintendent Secretary, at 281-689-4441. And there is no audience participation. All right, moving on into consent agenda items. Discussion and possible action on the 2020-2021 calendar revision. So, Dr. Burke.
Yeah, so basically we've already kind of made the decision to delay the start of school to August 17th to give our teachers 3 extra days to prepare for kids coming on August 7th. Yes, on August 7th. So we're supposed to start on the 12th. We felt like in the best interest of our staff and district that we would delay those 3 days. And so we still have to have a conversation about recapturing some of those minutes, but there's a variety of ways to do that. So we're working on that plan. So we would ask that recommend to approve that revision.
I'll make a motion to approve the revision to the 2021 school calendar as presented.
I'll second.
Jason.
Okay. All in favor? All opposed? Okay. Motion carries 5-0. The only thing I did question on this, Katie, is does that go under consent agenda, or should that actually go under action?
I mean, it
probably doesn't matter. Okay. Action items. 8A, discussion and possible action for the purchase of student Chromebooks to facilitate the remote learning platform. But it goes into a little bit about giving you purchase authority, so.
I'm going to kind of
explain it. So the state has designated $200 million in matching funds to offset the cost of districts for devices and hotspots. The basis of the allotment is on the number of EcoDIS students. We were given the marching orders a week ago to have a survey turned around and back to the TEA by last Sunday, and they have been trying to get us an interlocal agreement since Tuesday. We still haven't seen it yet. In order for us to get you quality numbers and such, we have to have that agreement to know what our allotment truly is. We have an estimate, but if y'all remember back, we talked about in order for us to go those 2,200 Chromebooks and hotspots and stuff, we were close to $750,000 in that kind of cost. But when we're getting 50% matching funds, it kind of helps us offset that number if that's truly what the hard number will be. And like I said, until you have TEA's number, they're going on, like I said, 18, 19 numbers, 18, 19 numbers, there's no way to guess what their number is because it's always different from ours. So with that being said, we're asking for permission to Dr. Burke to work with Buddy to finalize that number of devices and dollar figure and then execute that interlocal agreement with Region 4. The state, it's illegal for TEA to do business, change hands with funds of districts in this manner. So Region 4 is facilitating this process. And basically what it's called is the Project Connectivity Bulk Order Program, I believe is what it is. So Region 4 is the ones that are facilitating the whole process. The local interlocal agreement will be strictly with them and with this bulk order purchase only. It's not an open-ended interlocal agreement for purchasing because we don't have one. Those we can buy, trade, whatever. This is just for this process. I'd love to give you more numbers. Buddy, like I said, Buddy filled out, but they called it a survey. What they neglected to call it was an order form. So there is some issues in the state with districts that didn't fill out it because they didn't realize that it was an order form. They thought it was just some bogus survey. Then it turns out that truly is the order form. And I told Buddy when he would fill it out to make sure to put the kitchen sink in it just in case. So hopefully it's going to be a real benefit to us. Our 50%, unless we're told otherwise, will be used or come from the ESSER grant funds that also came by way of the federal government. I don't see any reason why they would disallow that, but again, it's the state. If that's the case, then we'll recode budgetary items to those funds, and we'll end up having to use fund balance on our side. The way I see it, you guys know how long we've been working on the one-to-one initiative in this district. We're going to get some help getting there. Mm-hmm. So,
Kevin, I was just kind of making some notes. I know you don't have numbers now, and that's the whole point is to give you that. But it would be nice when you do just to see a table that, and I just wrote like, what's the number needed? What's the number of each, like hotspots versus books, right? Chromebooks.
Because
we have. Versus what the state, and then what are we going to purchase? What's our cost going to be, and what's the state's cost
going to be? And what the state also is going to allow, that if you turned in 100 and you only qualify for 70, they're going to allow us to buy those other 30 at the reduced rate.
Oh, but we pay it.
But
yeah.
We pay 100%. Yeah. So if that's something that's feasible, the kicker in this deal is this has to be turned around by the 4th.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's their deadline.
Are they going to deliver? Because, I mean, I thought everything was in back.
Well, the reason this gets us towards the front of the line, allegedly there's two states in front of us that beat us in our procurement process. But the initiative was twofold. One, to get a reduced rate by bulk order, and two, get us to the expedited delivery of it. As long as China, it doesn't come from China, it gets turned around at the ports like the face mask did.
So we can go back to that. I mean, you won't make this motion here in a second, but when you do, could we have like those data points, what's needed, what we have, what are we going
to
purchase,
and
what are
the... To be honest, I'd give them to you right now, but yeah. I don't have them. My buddy has them, and he's in Arkansas.
And then what's the result? Like, is that going to be a one-to-one, or is it going to be a two Chromebooks and one device? Because obviously a family doesn't need two hotspots, I wouldn't think, right?
So, Buddy, we already got all this information from the spring about who needed what, so we've already done the legwork of saying, well, if you have a computer at home, mm-hmm. you need a computer, and so we figured around 2,200 was our number to get us caught up to that.
2,200 to get to a one-to-one.
Yeah. So, and we know that we're going to, I don't know this, but we feel pretty confident that at some point we're going to have to pivot to remote learning again, maybe. And so we need those devices to make sure that we can accommodate those things. We did the preliminary numbers, and just going through our EcoDisc, like Kevin said, 2018, 2019, that would qualify us for 1,350 devices, half of which the state would pick up, which would be $625, which at the price point for $300 would be, on our end, be about 400 and something thousand, but that's our numbers. so that we would have to pick up the remainder of those 625 from the 1350 plus the additional from the 1350 to the 2200. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's why I think it'd be better if we had it typed out.
And to be truly honest, I mean, it's still hypothetical because they haven't really told us what the cost is, per item cost. If it truly is a bargain or not.
Yeah, right, whether or not we want to leverage it.
It'll be a bargain when it's 50 cents on a dollar, but when it's full price, it may not be a bargain.
Right. Is there potential y'all don't do it? If it's not what you think it is?
No, I think it's probably
good. This is probably the best we're going to be able to do.
I mean, realistically, that's going to be fewer we need to buy next year.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. Realistically, we can just kind of fast forward. Yeah.
Correct. Well, and it gives those kids, like, go ahead and get them now. That way, if we do, hopefully we don't, but let's say October, we have to go back to remote, that gives enough time that they can be training up on those devices now, you know. So they can just take them home. So, yeah, it would be nice to go ahead and have them in their hands.
And when we wrote the ESSER grant, that's what we said we needed the money for was technology devices, things like that.
And that was the deal. The ESSER grant was written specifically to offset the cost of connectivity and such. So everything aligns, but it's still TE.
We were hoping we would have the form for y'all tonight. We just don't have it. We need to be able to pivot quickly.
Is it still the mandate that the students who don't have reliable technology have to have face-to-face instruction available?
We still have to offer that, yes.
No matter.
But it's just really hard to determine who has it or hasn't.
And what reliable is. Yeah.
If we're giving it to them, then it's reliable, though.
No, and you find the connectivity. They may not have it.
Even the
Wi-Fi.
Even the hotspot. Oh, even the hotspot, you're saying. Okay. Yeah. If the hotspot doesn't have. Okay.
Correct.
I know maybe this is too detailed, and Buddy has a good plan to get it back, right? Because they become consumables after that, and that gets to the point where you're handing out all these things, and if there's not a plan to bring it back, and I'm asking that for a specific reason.
His plan has been very, very
effective
in the April, May scenario. And to be honest, there's some districts that just left them out. Maybe that might have been smarter.
Well, Magnolia's actually charging them. Magnolia's telling them they have to buy them.
Yeah, and they're giving them to them at that rate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Cleveland, let's say with Cleveland, I was watching it live on Cleveland, and he said the devices are your responsibility.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty hard to collect until they graduate, though. You just can't. Right. And if there's some you laws even, about.
You can't. About if they don't pay, it's just like cheerleading. So there's nothing you can do about it.
It's kind of just an empty threat.
Yeah.
Really?
All right, guys, we do have this gentleman. He's already waiting. So we are on 8A. Would somebody like to make a motion?
Well, I just got a question, too, though. I mean, this is going to have a budget impact in the future, though, right? If we're buying 1300, we're going to have some upkeep or.
It's going to go into a lifespan recycle program. I mean, you're going to be buying these things every 3 to 5 years.
But he'll come back. They would come back with a budget amendment.
Yes.
If it's outside of, you know, it's a significant amount. There's
because that's, we're fixed by 2,000 more. And, you know, I mean, that's, if some kid spills their water on it or their milk in the morning, sitting in front of watching their teacher and, you know.
To be honest, we don't have a lot of damage.
Yeah,
we need more. It sounded really off, like what he got back from the fall. It was
impressive, actually, but it wasn't so bad.
I'll make a motion to give the superintendent the power to negotiate and execute the interlocal agreement with Region 4 ESC for the operational connectivity bulk purchase program.
I did have one other question. These new devices? These will be new devices?
Yes.
Yes.
And I was going to say,
All right. All in favor? Any opposition? No?
All
right.
Thank you.
Motion carries 5-0. Okay. We have one more action item.
Because the one prior to it actually covers that, because we don't have the form.
Okay, so 8B then, discussion and possible action to approve an operation connectivity interlocal acquisition agreement. Since we don't have that form, we are tabling that conversation.
Correct.
Okay. All right, well then, I don't think that we need a motion to adjourn, but We'll get that information in a second.
Let's be rebels.
We're about to have parliamentary order. So then if there's no other discussion, meeting is adjourned at 5:37 p.m. No, you're fine.
So I stop recording now?
Yes, thank you.